Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. We got a fun week here in Philadelphia sports. We got a fun week going on with the Eagles trying to avenge the loss to the Giants on Sunday. I expect them to do that. Well, of course, another AJ Brown Instagram post, the Eagles offense trying to, you know, prove that it is fully back. Of course, the Flyers would have won the other night. The start of the NBA season tonight, the Sixers and the Celtics. And I think the Sixers are going to be a more enjoyable product this year than they have been in the last couple of seasons, and that is in without any expectations for Joel Embiid. I'm excited to watch the young guards play and see what they got in 2025-26. But I want to dive in today to the strange happenings over the last week of Bryce Harper and the Phillies. And I am officially on high alert that something's going on between Bryce Harper and the Phillies. And, you know, it started last week with Dave Dombrowski's comments, where he was exceedingly honest, strangely honest, strangely flatline, black and white about Bryce Harper's season. And depending on your view of it, if you're getting frustrated with the Phillies' inability to win with Bryce and Bryce coming up small in this Dodgers series, you could say, yeah, get him. But if you take a more 10,000-foot view of it, like, why would an executive with a player that has 6 years left on his contract question his ability to be elite again? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. There's obviously something going on between Bryce Harper and the Phillies. Well, yesterday, Christian Redd, a baseball journalist who has a Substack, he put out a column on this. And he had quotes in there from Scott Boras, of course, you know, Bryce Harper's agent. And I thought it was notable just on the idea that Bryce Harper's agent would respond to this. That's how you know it hit a note. It struck a chord. You know, you could say this is no big deal. He should tell the truth. But that's not how this works. Let's just be totally clear. It's not how this works. And I made the example last week. Could you ever imagine Howie Roseman getting to the podium after an Eagles season that ends in a first-round loss and saying, when asked about Jalen Hurts' season, saying, yeah, he was pretty good, pretty good Pro Bowl level. He was an elite. I don't categorize him right now as an elite quarterback. He was at one time, and we'll see if he'll ever get back there again. Like, could you, even if Howie feels it, knows it, believes it, he would never say it. Because that's going to create a whole thing with Jalen Hurts and then ruffle up the fan base and really create a storm for no reason. So there's always got to be a reason for this kind of stuff. And Boras responded yesterday with, you know, a firing back at Dombrowski, basically checkmate on, hey, if you look at the numbers, you know, only 10 other guys in baseball qualified were able to reach this high on-base percentage, this high of slugging percentage. Still pretty good company. Yeah, and obviously pointedly at Dave Dombrowski, like, hey, you know this and I know this, that he's still in some pretty darn good company. And then he talked about going under the hood. If you look at the under the hood numbers, with exit velo and barrel rate, that Bryce Harper's still in line with some of the top players in all of baseball. And then the part that I found maybe the most fascinating from the Scott Boras retort at him yesterday, at Dave Dombrowski yesterday, and the Phillies. Let me pull up the exact quote because I want to make sure I quote it correctly because I thought it was pointed. Quote, I don't think Dave or John, obviously Dombrowski or Middleton, or anybody is contemplating Bryce Harper not being a Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career. The question is, why is he saying that? Why would Scott Boras go to the throw out, I don't think anyone is contemplating a trade, as if that is what is being talked about in baseball circles. Forget WIP, forget the WIP Daily Podcast, forget Joe Giglio, what I think, what I say, forget, you know, Hugh Douglas or whatever is, you know, being brought up on the midday show. Why is Scott Boras addressing a trade rumor that in essence is make-believe? In essence, is all in our heads. Ruben Amaro Jr., Devin Kinney, anyone with a hypothetical or a thought or a, hey, maybe the Phillies would shake things up this offseason. This is all hypothetical. Why would Scott Boras address a hypothetical? Well, maybe because that hypothetical's got some legs out in the baseball world. So shortly after I read the column by Christian Redd and the quotes here by Scott Boras, I saw a clip of Joel Sherman's podcast. Joel Sherman, of course, writer for the New York Post. You see him on MLB Network. He does a podcast with John Heyman. Joel Sherman is one of my favorite baseball writers. Joel Sherman is one of the more respected baseball insiders in the industry and has been for a long time. I've been reading Joel Sherman for 25, 30 years probably at this point. And Joel Sherman, you know, he's doing a podcast for the New York Post website. You know, if Joel Sherman wanted to put out news on Bryce Harper, he could absolutely do that. You know, this is buried in the middle of a podcast, a back and forth about offseason stuff, and he throws out the idea that he wouldn't be shocked if Bryce Harper is traded this offseason. So to me, that's not, that's kind of a, let's empty the notebook thing let's go through some of the big headlines. I don't take it as he's just stirring the pot, or, you know, he's putting in that to lead a column. That's not what he did. He must be hearing that. And when you start to connect some dots here this offseason between Ruben Amaro Jr. saying he wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies, you know, dump a big contract, then we put the breadcrumbs together on our show, on the midday show last week, talking about, well, who's that big contract? I assume Trey Turner. Others assumed it could have been Bryce Harper. Okay, then you have the Dombrowski comments, which just seemed so bizarre and such a departure from how you would think you would want to go about the relationship with a player that's going to be here under contract at least for six more years. So there's that aspect of the whole thing. Then you throw in the Scott Boras comments where he out of nowhere seemingly says, I don't think anyone's contemplating a trade. Like, what? Well, why are we talking about a trade? And then Joel Sherman saying he wouldn't be shocked if there is a trade this offseason. That's a lot of breadcrumbs. And that's a lot of things going on that on the surface, one at a time, you don't think, that's that big of a deal. But when you add one, two, three, and four together, that number starts adding up. And I'm at a point now where my antenna is up on the Bryce Harper Phillies relationship. If I had to guess on what is happening here and what happened, is that contract request from Bryce Harper a couple of years ago has maybe quieted publicly, but maybe it hasn't been as quiet privately. And that Bryce Harper and Scott Boras want an extension on his contract. They want more money. They want his total dollars and his year-by-year salary to line up more with the best players of baseball. And to line up more with where the market has gone since Bryce Harper signed that contract. That's what I believe is the root of this. Now, perhaps the Phillies are tired of him asking. Perhaps the Phillies are tired of Boras pushing them. Perhaps they are tired of Boras using the Harper thing to try to leverage another deal. Ranger Suarez is a Boras client. I mean, they have other, there's plenty of other Boras clients in baseball, and maybe there's a sense of like, hey, Scott, enough. It's enough. We're not going to just, to get Ranger back at a good deal, give you three or four extra years at market value for Bryce Harper.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Maybe they're tired of being held hostage by Boras. Maybe they're done with it. I don't know. I don't know where the Phillies are at on all this. But I do know that this is weird. There was even a segment last week, MLB Network, talking about the idea of the Phillies trading Bryce Harper, which you kind of, you zoom out and you're like, what? Only has 6/144 left on his deal. That's not prohibitive in the modern baseball landscape by any stretch of the imagination. The Phillies, ideally, and as they have put it, are trying to win a World Series next year. So you kind of add all these things together, and I think there's something brewing here that is weird. I've been on record from the jump that when he requested that extension on his contract a couple years ago, it was preposterous. It was crazy, considering he had 8 years left at that point. We're now at six. To ask for a contract extension with 8 years left is a joke. It's a it's on Boris, it's on him. It was tone deaf. It made no sense. It was nuts. And it really, it was calculated too, when you kind of go back and think about the end of the 2023 season, when he hit his 300th home run, he wants to die in this uniform, and those kind of quotes came out, be buried in it. And then how heavy, I mean, he really poured on his heaviest.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ever run of, I love this place, I love these people, connection, the fans, the stadium, the all that. It was all a, and it led right to that contract request into the offseason. I mean, he was trying to play, he and Boris were trying to play Middleton like a fiddle, and it didn't work. And smart on the Phillies, good on the Phillies. I believe Dombrowski is obviously a big part of that, and he probably was in Middleton's ear like, no, we're not doing this. It doesn't make any sense. It's bad business. And I think this may have been a back and forth in the media shot across each other's bow of, hey, this guy's not worth an extension versus, hey, he is still an elite player, and hey, he ain't going anywhere. So if you're threatening to trade him because you want us to stop asking about more money, we've got a no trade clause here. I think that's where we're at. And this could go one of two ways now as we head towards the winter. This could go to where everyone calms down and everyone kind of puts their weapons away and says, look, let's calm down. We're on the same team here. We're on the same page. You want to be a Philly forever. We want you here. Let's just try to take a deep breath on how we treat each other and what we're putting in the atmosphere, because we're letting this thing get legs for no apparent reason. So I think that is option number one. Option number two is Dombrowski, next time he speaks at whether it be the general manager meetings or the winter meetings, continues to be asked about Bryce Harper. Bryce typically goes radio silent a little bit in the winter. You know, he'll do his family thing and he'll disappear. He's got another baby now. I don't expect Bryce Harper to be front and center. Maybe he'll play video games on Twitch one night, but like he kind of goes quiet. Dombrowski has to be front facing. He has to talk. They're going to probably sign a marquee player, whether it's bringing back Kyle Schwarber or importing a free agent or making a trade. So at some point he will speak, and there's just no way after Boris's comments, there's no way after Joel Sherman said, there's no way he's not asked again about Bryce Harper. So there will be a pointed question at Dave Dombrowski over the next month and a half to 2 months about Bryce Harper and his future as a Philly. Would you contemplate, would you listen to offers on Bryce Harper? And how he answers is going to be fascinating, because there is one way he could do it, which is Bryce Harper is a Philly, no questions asked. Bryce Harper is our guy, no questions asked. We go the next 6 years with Bryce Harper, no questions asked. He's not going anywhere, period, end of story. That's one way. Another way is Dave Dombrowski could say, listen, we are here to make our team the best we can make it. We don't, you know, we listen every offer. We expect Bryce to be here, but, you know, I owe my team, I owe my organization, I owe John Middleton, I owe it to the fans who listen to any team that calls. That is a totally, totally different way of going about it. And over the next month and a half, we're going to get one of those two things. Now, he may try to middle it, and Dombrowski's pretty good at being a politician and not setting the place ablaze. But last week, he was in politician mode. He was dressed like a politician. He set the place ablaze last week. That was, whether or not you agree with John Middleton's assessment of Bryce Harper, that was and remains a remarkable press conference and thing to say about a player that is your franchise guy, that we thought you were wedded to for 13 years. And maybe we have a relationship that is on the rocks right now. And that's what it feels like. It feels like a relationship on the rocks. If I had to guess right now, I still would guess that it would survive. And there will be no divorce this offseason. And these two parties will go into 2026 together. But for the first time since Bryce Harper signed, other than me on the evening show back in the day, creating a hypothetical trade idea of Juan Soto for Bryce Harper when the Nationals were trading Soto and I was going to ship Harper back to D.C. Other than that, there has not been not a single trade rumor in 6 years involving Bryce Harper. None, zero, until this, until Dave Dombrowski spoke his truth and he let everyone else speak their truth. There hasn't been a single time anyone with a straight face said, yeah, the Phillies could trade Bryce Harper. Not a single time. So Dave Dombrowski can speak his truth, but it led to other truth. And now the question is going to be, do the Phillies continue to let this thing have life? Do they put it out? Where do we go as the offseason begins and they try to figure out and reconfigure their baseball team? It is fascinating. Something's up, though, between the Phillies and Bryce Harper. I think it has to do with that contract. I think it has to do with the request. I think it has to do with where the organization is. Money, Middleton, Boris, there's something going on here that we've never, ever seen before with Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform. It is wild to watch. We'll see how it all unfolds. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.